A reading from Matthew 7:6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces.
This is might be what I would call a hard teaching, a difficult teaching. And I know that pigs in that culture were not considered very... So the contrast between pearls and pigs would be known right away. But don't give dogs what is sacred. And I'm thinking, well, is he being a racist here? Or, I mean, really, it's very confusing to me. I'd love to get your take on this passage.
Well, that aspect, it's just another image, different way of saying we don't give pearls to pigs. It's, you know, extreme. Dogs were considered unclean animals. And so you wouldn't give something that's sacred to an unclean animal. And so what Jesus is saying here, I think almost flows out of the wisdom literature of the Proverbs, is when you have something that's of great value and it's precious to you, you don't put it out before people that are going to just trample on it and treat it with complete disregard. And so as I read this passage, I'm taking it pretty much in that wisdom literature perspective of Jesus saying, choose well the people that you're offering your insights to and your precious ideas, because not everybody will treat them as precious ideas.
Which is consistent with what Jesus says in the parable of the seeds. The parable of the seeds, where they don't, some wither in the right away. It's only some of them that actually produce a harvest of 20, 40, 100 fold.
Yeah.
So that's very consistent with what he's saying. And in terms of Proverbs, you're right, because I remember a proverb. It's almost exactly a version of this. Dealing with a swine and a beautiful woman. I don't remember. It's kind of almost exactly the same thing. So he may have actually been referring to that proverb.
Yeah, this feels very much like wisdom literature. As I look at the passage before and afterwards, I'm trying to see, is there a connection point? It almost feels like Matthew has stacked up a lot of the pithy type statements from Jesus. And this is the one that's rooted with just kind of good down-home everyday wisdom, is you don't share your best ideas with people too early or people who aren't going to handle them well, because they may trample on them and it will cause you to lose vision and perspective for maybe something good God has given you.